the power in the blood of Jesus. This phrase is not just a catchy phrase that we sing in hymns or songs. It resonates deeply within our Christian theology, representing the core of salvation and spiritual life. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." We are also reminded every time we partake in the Holy Communion. It speaks of hope, redemption, and overwhelming power. The power in the blood of Jesus. It speaks of a sacrifice so profound, so transformative, that it altered the course of history. It altered the course of history and offers each of us a path to eternal life. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, it tells us, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So we may ask, why is the blood of Jesus so powerful? Every year we attend Good Friday services, but have we truly grasped the weight of Jesus' sacrifice and the immense privilege we have to be washed by the blood of the Lamb? So what does the Bible say about the blood of Jesus? The fall in the Garden of Eden created a division between humankind and God. From that point on, sin separated us from our Creator. The only way we could make right in God's eyes was through the shedding of blood. In the Old Testament, it was only through the shedding of blood in animal sacrifices that people could be cleansed from sins, because it is the blood that makes atonement for one's life, that's found in the book of Leviticus. But animal's blood is not powerful enough to bring redemption from the curse upon mankind. The actual blood of the animal wasn't powerful within itself. Rather, it was God's acceptance of it that gave it that power. The animal became a substitute, dying in place of humans. Look at what Hebrews chapter 9 says about Jesus' blood. "With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all, time and secure our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will pour out consciences from sinful deeds, so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offer himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Jesus' blood is our ticket to boldly enter God's presence. Ephesians tells us, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. Also in Hebrews, it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus knew it would be the only sacrifice that canceled the first covenant in order to put the second into effect. At its core, what does this power in the blood accomplish? Firstly, it cleanses us from sin. Secondly, it offers us a new life. The result, this spiritual, you may call it blood transfusion, causes us to become a new person. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. This old life is gone. A new life has begun. So what does it mean, and how must we act? First, we are protected from the enemy. In Book of Exodus chapter 12, it says, the blood on our foot on your doorpost will serve as a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Those of us who, by faith, remain beneath the covering of the blood of the Lamb will be protected from the enemy and his demons. Bathsheba, a pagan deity worshipped in the Old Testament times, means the Lord of Flies. In the Second Kings book, ancient Philistine worshipped a golden fly. The name Bathsheba, or some variation form of that, means Lord of Flies, Lord of Dung, the God of Filth. The Jews use it as another name for Satan. When we become covered by the blood of the Lamb, then Satan must flee, because the enemy is only attracted to death. This blood protects us, providing us with an exodus from the penalty of our sins. Jesus volunteered himself to be our Passover. We have victory over sin, my friends. The blood of Jesus empowers us to resist temptation and overcome sin. It provides the strength we need to say no to ungodly desires and to live a life that is pleasing to God. Spiritual warfare, the blood of Jesus, is a powerful weapon in spiritual warfare. It is a shield against the attacks of the enemy, protecting us from the lies and deception. Boldness we need, knowing that we have access to God through the blood of Jesus, gives us holiness and boldness to approach him in prayer and to share our faith with others. So, brothers and sisters, how must we act? How must we act? Paul says in Romans chapter 3, verse 25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. This faith must be consistently active and displayed through obedience, because faith without obedience is dead. We cannot claim to be covered by Jesus' blood if we, in rebellion and lack of faith, walk out from beneath its covering. Peter says in his book, 1 Peter, that we are elect according to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. We are the elect because of obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Christ. In the old days, once a year, the high priest went within the Holy of Holies to sprinkle the animal blood along the mercy seat. God's glory was evident when the blood was used. This was the only way in which the priest could come before God's throne. Likewise, we too can only approach God's throne by the sprinkling of Christ's blood. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, it tells us, "Draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from all evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." This, my friends, is an active form of sprinkling. The word used in Hebrew refers to a present tense experience. We are to come to the blood of sprinkling and pray through the blood of Jesus, not just yesterday when we received salvation in Christ, but today, every other day. His blood continues to sanctify us, transforming us, cleansing us with deliverance and healing and breakthrough, salvation and sanctification. So, my friends, why should we still act lifeless, like the world does, void of hope and freedom? Since we have received the most powerful blood transfusion, it's time we stop acting like dead people. Rejoicing, let us rejoice over the second chance at life. A life granted to us by the power of the blood of the Lamb.